This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Hello, and welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand. Today's show is going to be a theme that we've done before. Not on the podcast, but back in the day when we were on UCLAradio.com. It's not the most original theme, because one, I've done it before, but other people have done similar things. And the theme is pretty much the elements. And the classical four elements are earth, wind, water, and fire. And if you consult Captain Planet, heart. So basically, today's show and the next four shows after this, so for five shows, we're going to be themed on those elements. And today we decided to start off with water. So today's show is basically going to be music that sounds like water, I guess. Next week is probably going to be air, then we're going to do earth and fire, and we'll probably finish off with heart. Heart is the best one, because that guy, if you've ever watched Captain Planet, Heart was, well, maybe not the coolest character, but he had a monkey on his shoulder, which made him pretty awesome. Anyway, so you may be wondering what water sounds like, and, you know, probably to me, water sounds completely different than what would sound like to someone else, because back when I was first doing this show, I think, first doing this theme, like 2 or 3 years ago on the radio, I asked some people, what do these elements sound like to you? And I got a lot of different responses, and quite different from me. Like, for me, earth would be very organic and folky, kind of. But some people had earth being very heavy and brooding, which makes sense, too. So, you know, everyone's opinions are going to be different. And so this is what water sounds like to me. And the first song we played was by an artist named Ethan Rose. And nice, had a nice title, I mean, fitting for the show. It's called Rising Waters. And it's off his album, Oaks. So I thought that was a fitting way to start the show. It's a, you can kind of get the feeling of, I mean, the title, you know, describes it perfectly. It sounds to me like rising waters. And anyway, so the whole show is going to be, you'll see, it's predominantly electronic, but not necessarily. Lots of electronics, but also a lot of somewhat classical instrumentation. But I wrote down some keywords that I'm aiming for. The first one is dripping. You'll hear a lot of what sounds maybe like dripping to you. A lot of times it's like glitch, electronic glitch, that always sounds very drippy to me. There's going to be stuff that's tranquil, stuff that's unforgiving and relentless, because water is very, very powerful, and it's not always beautiful, or maybe in it's beautiful in its devastation, probably. That's another way to put it. And that brings us to another keyword, awe-inspiring. And some other stuff, like elegant, and some parts are very dark, like, let's say you were 100 feet underwater, or on a rowboat at night in the middle of the ocean. That would be pretty terrifying. And you'll hear a lot of stuff that's pretty repetitive, because, you know, water is pretty much unending. So yeah, that's kind of the idea of the show. Hopefully I'm able to, you know, hit the nail on the head and portray water accurately. But anyway, we'll get into our next song. Basically the whole show is two major blocks surrounded by the two songs at the beginning and the end of the show. This first song is by two guys, but anyway, their name is Aurovane, and the song, fittingly enough, is called Tides. It's off their album Tides, and we'll see you shortly. Thank you. Okay, welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Let's go over what we just played. Right there, that last song was by, it was actually a collaboration between Alva Noto, Ryuichi Sakamoto, and the Ensemble Modern. Alva Noto being, I believe, a German electronic musician, Sakamoto, a Japanese electronic musician, and I'm not very familiar with Ensemble Modern, but I'm guessing it's some sort of classical ensemble, I'm guessing. I'm not exactly sure, because I'm guessing that because the record, that record between those three called UTP is pretty much a hybrid between electronic stuff and some classical instrumentation, but very avant-garde. Not very straightforward in its instrumentation. And that song was called Grains. It was more of the dark and kind of brooding area of water. Before that, we heard Belong, or Belong, with his song, I think, is one dude, called Remove the Inside. And that was off their album October Language. And that song was more or less the unrelenting side of water, the unforgiving side. It was very harsh, and I was thinking about adding some more stuff like that into the show, but that's the only point of the show that there's gonna be something that devastating, I guess. Before that, we heard Trent Moeller with his song "Miss You" off his album "The Last Resort," and Trent Moeller is pretty much an electronic musician. That one, that song was very drippy, I think, and moist too. It had it was very wet towards the end, with all its reverb and whatever you want to call it. And like we mentioned earlier, before all that, we played Aurovane with their song "Tides." That was a more tranquil, peaceful side of water. And I should have probably said it in the other way, what we played right there, because I kind of wanted the show to have an arc, you know, kind of starts off peaceful, gets a little crazy. I don't really have a good word for it, but Belong and Alvinoto kind of represent that awkwardness of water towards the middle. And now this next block is kind of going to be the peak of water. Starts off with what I think is the song that is most reminiscent of water, or represents water the best, is a song, well, it's not a song, but it's by Steve Reich, who's a famous minimalist composer. It's from his album called Music for 18 Musicians, and it's off the original Music for 18 Musicians is just two tracks. So this is from the first track. It's but if you get the remastered version, it's called Section 3A. So this one is this song is called Section 3A. It's the repetitive side of water. Steve Reich is a minimalist composer, and minimalism relies a lot on repetition and you know, using subtle nuances in the music to kind of convey. I'm confusing myself, but anyway, this song is, I think, great, and I think this whole next block is great. Otherwise I wouldn't be playing it. But I don't have much else to say. So here is Steve Reich. Okay, welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. We're ready to almost wrap up the show. Let's go over what we just played. To start off that block, like I mentioned earlier, we played something by Steve Reich. It's called Section 3A off his album Music for 18 Musicians. Then, after that, we heard the biggest track of the show by World on Higher Downs. It's called Alpine Low off their album Land Patterns. And you can tell World on Higher Downs are pretty big Steve Reich fans because, you know, they borrow a lot of the same elements. And that track was very, you know, drippy as well and repetitive. And it had that, the elegant, it's like water is kind of a dance, you know. And World on Higher Downs and Steve Reich as well, there's this very dancey element to them, and in that the instrumentation is playing with itself. Well, that sounded terrible. But the instruments are feeding off one another, and they're kind of in this elegant dance. And water, to me, you know, represents that perfectly. And after the World on Higher Downs, we ended off with an artist we've played a million times on the show, Helios, with his song First Dream called Ocean off his album Enya. And that was kind of the peaceful end to the watery dance. I don't know if that makes any sense. So yeah, that's pretty much wraps up the show. I know I didn't talk much today, but I didn't really want to because, when I did the show originally, I mean, the elements, out of a 2-hour show, I pretty much talked like 10 minutes because I wanted to let the music do the talking. And it's hard to, you know, have a consistent show that has a, you know, that builds and peaks and then, you know, relaxes at the end by always having these intermittent talking breaks. But anyway, hopefully you enjoyed the show. We're going to end off the show with an artist you might not expect. I played him last week, and you might not have expected him to be played like ever on the show. But again, it's Sufjan Stevens. And If you really listen to Sufjan Stevens' At Least Illinois album, you can tell he's a big fan of Steve Reich. There's a lot of Steve Reich worship in that album. And in different ways than you would expect. It's not always the repetition in the instrumentation and the subtle changes. But he mimics Steve Reich a lot with vocals instead of instruments. And it's an interesting thing. And this track, though, that we're going to play by him, is instrumental. And it's the last track off the album, Illinois. And it's called Out of Egypt, Into the Great Laugh of Mankind, and I Shake the Dirt from My Sandals as I Run. Quite a long title, but it's probably a track that most people who listen to that album, you know, probably never reach, because the album is 22 tracks long. And it's instrumental, so I'm sure a lot of the hipsters kind of skip over it, but I think it's pretty much one of the best tracks on the record, and it has this kind of very Steve Reichness to it, but it's the kind of a dance of the water, kind of frantic and elegant and repetitive at the same time. But yeah, so that's the end of the show. Next week, again, probably going to be air, might be earth, but we'll get to that next week. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, and hopefully, I mean, this sounded like water to you, but we'll see you next week, and here is Sufjan Stevens. See ya.